Good evening and welcome to Life and Dangerous with Bengana Da Blessing, your radio girlfriend. How are you? I know you don't like me to sound this way. I know. All right, fine. Your radio girlfriend is a little bit under the weather. Cold, but I'm good. I mean, anything to be here.
That's why I'm here to give you all the cuddle that you need.
Venga, you're here to work, not to cuddle.
Two CCs.
The weather has been pretty cold.
I'm giving you two tablets of cuddle.
I don't want. Has it been raining in your area?
I didn't even know it rained. I was sleeping though.
I think it's official. I don't like rainy season.
Jab. Okay, how about jab? Injection cuddle.
I don't want. I'll be fine. And you're not even helping matters. The AC is in here. They're on.
I thought you'd be fine, okay? Or should I pray for you?
Please, let's get to work.
I can be an apostle and pray for you right now.
What?
Yeah, I can be an apostle and pray for you.
I don't want to see your pictures on Twitter. Let's get to work. All right.
Welcome to the show. 8 minutes past the hour, 10 o'clock. All right, it's Live and Dangerous on Nigeria's number one news, talk, and sports radio station. My name is Binga Oreshagun. Call me Zuma Rock, okay? And you can also call me the man you just have to love, all right? Feel free to call me an apostle tonight, though.
Okay.
Ada, why can't you add that to my name, though?
Nothing. I'm indifferent. I think I'll just go with Zuma or Benga. That's fine. Yeah, don't give me mental pictures.
You're
I'm not saying anything, though.
Okay, you're not saying anything.
No.
I just like the name, though.
I know.
You know, my dad is a pastor. I can be an apostle.
Are you on Twitter?
Yeah, I am.
But you're not active.
I am very active.
Very active?
Yeah, very active.
Why are you doing that, son?
What am I doing? I'm just very
sadly
active.
This is radio. You all can see what Benga is doing. But hey, Benga, I mean I didn't know, so I'll probably check you out on Twitter.
Yeah,
I don't know why I'm just so into Twitter tonight, but
yeah, I just had to, you know, because I just love Twitter today since morning.
You've been there all day.
Yeah, since morning I've been
jobless.
Yeah. You know, people have been flexing muscles. Flexing muscles, flexing veins, you know. But anyway, the show must go on.
Definitely.
Welcome to the show. 9 minutes past the hour, 10 o'clock. And you know how we do right here on Live and Dangerous? We talk about everything. Okay. And, Ada.
Yes, please.
Earlier today.
Yeah.
We heard that the academic staff, you know, universities, ASU, they announced the extension of the industrial action by another 12 weeks beginning from today. I was shocked. All right. One part of me was not shocked, actually, because I feel like they're not really concerned about it. Okay. Do they care? The authorities that be, do they really care that our students are going to be home for the next 12 weeks? And they've been home for how many weeks now? Some are even thinking, maybe should I go start some job or something? And I feel like, what is the hope of a Nigerian student? Now, as a Nigerian student, let's just have this conversation for like 12, 20 minutes, okay? How does this make you feel as a Nigerian student? That for the next 12 weeks, you're going to be home again. Now, all over the place, you know, UniBen, some students have been protesting here and there. I know that of UniBen, they've been protesting. And it's just sad. It's just sad. I have a kid brother who's in school.
Okay.
All right. I have a kid brother who's in school. He's tired because he's the last boy. He'd be like, please let us just resume. So that, because he's now the houseboy of the house. All right.
I can imagine.
So he can't go out the way he ought to. You know, he's bored in the house and he just prays that God let them just resolve this thing. He was so happy when the federal government wanted to have a meeting with the leaders of ASU, that they were going to have a meeting. He felt that, oh, yes, they're going to sort out this issue. And alas, what did we get? It ended in a deadlock. And 12 weeks extension starting from today. Nigerian students, call on the show. It's Live and Dangerous. Let's have this conversation for 20 minutes. How does this make you feel? Let's talk about this. What is the hope of the Nigerian students? For the next 12 weeks, y'all are going to be home, sitting in the house. Ada, you want to read out the phone numbers?
All right, so your line is 0700-993-993-993-993. WhatsApp number is 0809-597-5805. Ladies, please dial the number 014-657-190. Hmm. What's the hope of a Nigerian student? When I saw the news here,
yeah,
I wasn't even shocked. I think I was sad. I was sad for them. And earlier today, I saw a video of a student who was protesting at Uniben. Right.
Yes.
He was like, my ID card don't first me graduate. Do you know how heartbreaking that is? So now, what if they now call it off? You get to school, you're stopped at the gates to, you know, tender your ID card. What about if the security tells you, oh, you're no longer a student here? Do you know how emotionally hurt such a person would be? Because originally, he wasn't supposed to be there again. But then he's still schooling. Whose fault? Not his, not that of his parents, but the nation. So sad. What about people that paid rent?
Yeah.
They got back to school in January, and then February they were off, and they're going to be home again for another 3 months. How considerate are some of these landlords, these landladies?
You know, what is actually happening right now? 100 million here and there. You know, if you pack all the 100 million together and they fund education.
You know, honestly, I didn't even know that farmers were that united and rich in this part of the world. I saw one that said that a group of farmers picked a farm for him.
Yeah, you know.
I think I might just change my profession. Yeah, I didn't know that agriculture was paying that much. And I love the unity. Like, they came together in a short period of time to you know, raise their mouths. I'm not doubting anyone. I'm just happy that at least a sector in Nigeria is united.
Yeah.
Awesome stuff.
Lagos, let's have this conversation.
Definitely.
Students, talk to us. Who is there?
Hello?
It's me, all of us, my students.
Welcome.
I'm the first student today.
Welcome to the show. It's Live and Dangerous.
Adam,
yes, Mr. Frank.
My baby.
Yes, please.
Didn't that mean I was in the apple? Anytime you are laughing this kind of laugh, it's not okay. Maybe you are something.
I am not something. Okay. A little bit under the weather, but I'm fine. Welcome, my love. How are you?
I said, no, I know. I understand. This is my own baby. This is not the world. Welcome. Nothing will happen. I will pray for
it's
you now.
No big matter of prayer. Now rain.
It's prayer.
Now rain. Well, I know, like rainfall. Rain, they quick make me cool.
Hi, gentle. What is the hope of... How did you feel when you heard the story?
When I heard this strike, Abby.
Yes.
The extension.
No human being likes it. Nobody. Did you know the worst part of it?
Tell us.
Aviation ministry wants to go on strike.
Yeah, it was so quick. Straight up, you know, straight up.
Are you getting it?
But they had a rethink, though.
Who had a rethink?
They did.
Those people said no. They have to retaliate and said no. What is the problem? We are going to solve the problem.
Yeah, that problem can be solved real quick.
Under 2 days?
Yeah, real quick.
Because they are flying from one place to another.
It's a matter of importance.
Are you getting it? Now, these people now that you know that their children is not in any of our universities here.
Yes.
Now, what concerns them? Nothing. If this strike, like, let it continue for the next 1 year, doesn't concern them. Some people are blaming the lecturer. How will you blame the lecturer? The lecturer, is he not a man? Is he not a family man? How will a man who be working not be paying him? Not be giving him what will be injuring him? To be training children, that's your leaders of tomorrow. They need to learn. That all this is the one that is causing me as to come and say Nigerian students are not employable. Is it not this thing? It's not good. I want all the whole students now, any of them that is sharing me there, because I had one of the APC members this evening saying that APC is the biggest political party in the whole Africa. So I know, is that what you are talking? one group of people say 99.4% of Nigeria doesn't have $500,000 in account, without knowing that some people pack $100 million for just in case.
All right, okay, let's allow others to be
all the students should know that APC can never help them.
All right.
Let them use this opportunity now to get their APC, to get their PVC, to know that this APC government can never help them.
It's okay. It's not about
parties. It's not about parties. It's not about parties, okay? We're not going to be here and talk about any party. No.
Hello.
They can never
Hold on. Hello, can you hear me?
Let's not be sentimental here.
Even during the PDP administration, there was strikes.
Let's not be sentimental
about parties.
All right, thank you so much. I don't think anyone is.
Yes.
I mean, who enjoys paying money for stuff and then not getting value for the
Hello, good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome, Koboko.
I want to tell you people what happened to me at 4 o'clock, please.
What happened to you?
I went to buy fuel.
Okay.
So, 911 double cost me. I called the class, why are you behaving responsibly? He said, look at how I resemble ape.
Oh,
what?
I said, I resemble the ape. Because I get killed and I used to live beer. And if I live beer, I can see the button. They will let the cold comrade the ape.
Okay,
comrade,
my apologies. Okay, I guess she was having a bad day and she took it on me. I am sorry.
The person is the biggest. I'm writing in the highest altitude of anger because of they calling me ape.
No,
yes, concerning us.
You have your own opinion, but it is very, very unacceptable. My brother Wenger telling me that he was happy when they say they want to meet us. They have been meeting us since 2009 because of one thing. Now they are going for another 12 weeks. I use my generation to support us. I was even thinking that they will tell me say they will call off strike December 25, 2022, so that let us get this in once and for all.
Exactly.
They are using 100 million to buy.
Without resigning. Yes, so
they are not respecting our Nigerian law, which our lawmakers made. After 7 years. That's why that our senior president say I'm going to do anything we president do. In the disadvantages of the citizen, you are going to do what president tell you to do. They managed to do that one and not the other law. They resign first. And the president only does instead that you don't go resign by going to court today. Thank you. I'm still hoping and believe in our judiciary. Now,
All right.
I've been talking since I never finished.
No. We need to allow others to be a part of this.
Okay,
thank
but you have been talking since.
We apologize. No, no.
Okay, comrade. Catch your thoughts and the callback.
Exactly.
Yeah, take it from me. Callback.
Nigeria students, this one is for you. We're having this conversation until 10:30, okay, before we switch it up. All right, who's there?
Hello.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening.
Yeah, good evening. What's your name? Where are you calling
from?
Oh, yes, brother.
I hear you. Adama, good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Is she not there?
Yeah, she's
good
there.
Good evening.
She's there.
Welcome.
Okay, this is Ibn Praise from Unilag.
All right, Ibn Praise talked. Oh, yeah. From University of Lagos. Okay, so talk to
This whole matter, I've been clinging to your station, but this matter has made me fit more closer to news. Now, especially, I was followed up from yesterday when they said they are going to have a meeting.
Okay.
That yesterday, I was even expecting that the government will have come out with a substantial response to the matter. In fact, very early this morning, when I heard on the news that the strike will be called off today, I put it on my status. This morning, when it was announced 6 a.m. on Nigeria Info, I posted on my status.
But you were shocked.
So, yes, I was. Not for sure, I was flabbergasted.
Grammar.
Yeah. So, when I now got the latest, it was even, I got it after 10, before 10:30. So, I now changed again. I said that it's delayed by 3 months.
Yes.
People now asking me, is this official? I started sending them links. But the whole thing, as far as I'm concerned, most people might be saying, Asu, why are they doing this? It's at the detriment of the Nigerian students, whatever. But this evening, when Mifoma Ibamuno played an interview with the zonal coordinator, Okay. The other producer was a person I know also. He is my lecturer currently.
Okay.
Dr. Adelaja. So I know him for the kind of person that will not compromise.
Hmm.
So when he speaks, I know what I was telling you guys, but my take is that I support everything he mentioned.
Hmm.
How could a long time agreement,
long time since 2009, yes,
not be approved, not be implemented? These people too are human beings.
Mm.
This doctor raised salient point. He said, "How could a professor?
How much is the salary of a professor? How much?"
He said they are collecting about less than $700, less than 500,000 naira per month.
How much?
And was making point of those things. He said a professor don't even have enough money to send his children to private university, let alone abroad. They have needs also, and those who are not doing work like they are doing. We said education is the future of our children tomorrow, of the youth tomorrow, and we are not taking it as something that is serious in the country. Now, it made mention of so many things. He said since 2009 or before till date, lecturer salary has not been increased.
Yeah, it hasn't.
And every day there is millions, billions being declared on national.
Yes, yes.
There are a lot going on there, and you are not taking those who are breeding the future of tomorrow. You are not making them to be happy. I have thought before. I know what it entails. I said I would never go for teaching again. That's why the fact that I study political science. I don't want to go into any teaching because I know the stress, everything. To take care of people, the teachers, is going to be like hell. And what are we now saying about the future? Our future. Future of tomorrow. So different things. Now, I heard that students should be preparing for protest. If I have time, I will join them. If I know the date and everything, because this should be fought once and for all. So that it's not be handed over to another administration, another generation that will not be starting afresh. It should be done once and for all. Millions have been declared. When last week, when I heard that 24 people have bought 100 million naira for.
That's what's important right now. 100 million.
Million. 24 now.
Million.
24 alone is 2.4 billion. So now it's more. Today now I've seen a lot of people that have. I started buying forms again.
All right. We need to go on this quick break, okay? We need to go on this
Okay,
quick
okay, I will get back.
Yeah,
thank you so much.
Do you want to call back?
It's a milli.
It's not fun. Trust me, it's no joke.
It's about importance. If it's important to them, they will take it serious. We'll be back right after this break. You're welcome back to the show. It's Live and Dangerous on 99.3 Nigeria for 29 minutes to the top of the hour. 11 o'clock. Earlier, we were talking about ASU. Okay, they extended it by another 12 weeks. And it's just sad. But we're still within the school environment, okay? We're still within the school environment. So we're going to be switching it up a bit. But this time, guess what we're going to be talking about? We're going to be talking about... No, we're not talking Apostle. We're talking about something different. We're still in the school. ADA. We are in the school.
I know. What are you looking at me?
Ada keeps questioning my apostolic.
I am not
tendencies.
I am not. So not doing that, Benga. Please, let's get to the top.
And anyway, we're still within the school. Okay, we're looking at student unionism. All right, you know, student union. When you hear student union, how was student union like when we were in school?
I would say it was, if I'm to rate it, I think it was 50% functional.
50%? So what happens to the other 50%?
I don't know what they were doing. Because I did not get what I was expecting, honestly. So it was there, but not really there.
That they should, their mission is just to defend you, do things that would make your stay in school comfortable.
Originally, that's supposed to be their mission, but then at the time that I was in school, I think they had their own personal agenda that they were, you know, bent on executing.
So personal agenda first.
Kinda. That was the vibe I got. I might be wrong, but personally, from my view, that was what I saw. It was more like, oh, okay, now I'm in power and I want to get this amount of money. I want them to give me a car.
Yeah.
I need this, I need that. Oh, I need my guys to hurt this department. Yeah. I need, it was more political than, you know, balanced for everyone.
Now, when it's a student unit, it's a student organization present in high institutions of learning. Now, it is often accorded its own building on campus dedicated to social, organizational activities, representation, and academic support of its members. Now, when I say the student union is run by students, and its purpose is to, one, is to represent the students both within the institution and externally, including on local and national issues. Now, here in Nigeria, several institutions across the nation have their own student union, with all of them collectively bounded by an umbrella body, which is NAMS. Talk about the National Association of Nigerian Students, NAMS. Now, student unionism in Nigeria, you know, it can be traced back to many years, from the pre-colonial era, more appropriately 1925, when the West African Students Union, WASU, emerged. It was partly pioneered by Nigerian students in London, and they fought for improved welfare for all African students in London. Their influence in Nigeria, it brought about the National Union of Nigerian Students, which premiered in the University of Ibadan. Now, these student unions and associations are established to ensure an effective and ideal environment for students. They are expected to serve students and represent their interests. The student union are also saddled with the responsibility of resisting anti-students and anti-people policies. It is, though, quite unfortunate that the present day student union, you know, that is in place, you know, sometimes it seems not to possess the dogged and the ideal spirits the premier unions possessed. The present union seems sometimes to be shying away from its prime responsibility. Now, most times, just like what Ada said, they are more concerned with their own agenda.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes amassing wealth for themselves rather than standing up against the school environment and government. Now, that's why we're asking the question, what has happened to student unionism? We're not just going to be having this conversation alone, okay? We're going to be bringing in the former public relations officer of Moshood Abiola Polytechnic in person of Sulaiman Adibi. We're trying to reach him at the moment, okay? He's going to talk to us. What has happened to student unionism? You know, we'll try
during
to
look
at it.
During your time in school, how was it?
He's the PR of my school. I'm going to be talking to him just to look at student unionism way back, how it was way back and how it is now. So, Sulaiman Adibi, welcome to the show. Good evening.
Yeah, good evening, Benga.
Yeah, good evening. So nice to have you on Live and Dangerous on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
The pleasure is mine.
Yes. So talk to us. What has happened to student unionism?
To be fair, I'm not going to divulge or analyze this particular subject matter in isolation.
Okay.
If we look at all spheres of human endeavor in this country over the years, our story hasn't been that of success in the real sense of it.
Okay.
Our status has dwindled over time. So I say the social, economic, and political impacts have actually weighted so strongly into the extremely demeaning, please mark my word, extremely demeaning status currently occupied by a few of the lots who claim to be student union leaders today. There's no way in the world in those days that you would either be out of school, not enrolled in school,
yes,
or have graduated from whatever institution and still be involved in student unionism. But today, we have people who are neither students nor graduates parading themselves as union leaders all over the country in all in all categories.
Hmm.
And that is just by way of summarizing how much of a digging that we have found ourselves in. Student journalism is supposed to be something that all students in respective institutions would be proud and happy to be involved in.
Okay.
First, let's make it very clear, crystal clear.
Okay.
It is never mandatory and voluntary for all students on a particular campus to be members of the student union.
Okay.
There's no student union constitution that mandates membership.
Okay.
In the real sense of it.
Okay.
But what we have is that it has become so endemic nowadays.
Okay.
That you will find them subdividing status of student union leadership, even as common as having it almost on every street, as it were.
Hmm.
This one wants to tell you, I'm a student union leader, I'm the director of programs, I'm the one controlling this area. I'm NAPS, National Association of Polytechnic Students. I'm NAS, I'm Zone D, I'm Zone. These were structured in a way back then, but not at the level that every Tom, Dick, and Harry now comes up to say, this is who we are and this is what we need to do because it's all about money.
Now, Sulaiman, where did we get it wrong? If you look at the way it was back then, the ruggedity they had to look in the eyes of the authorities that be to represent the students, you know, rightly. But where did we get it wrong?
I'll say it stemmed and it started from the emergence of these student union leaders have been issued. When someone, for instance, I'm aware of certain institutions that would enshrine it in their maybe academic board decisions or senate decisions to say that you cannot be a student union president of this essential institution without having the cumulative grade points of XYZ.
Okay.
Now, you would assume that is a good status, that's a good takeoff point.
Yes.
So if you are going to fight management, if you are going to fight your lecturers for the many anomalies that are occurring on our campus,
yes,
then you should be someone who needs no help.
True.
To graduate on your own, irrespective of what happens.
True.
But Benga, you'll be surprised that some lecturers would manipulate results to favor particular candidates so that they can meet up with the minimum cumulative grade point average that is required for such persons to emerge union leaders on campus. I am speaking from empirical facts. And so when you start your appointment or your election or your nomination or your candidacy of the student union leadership on the premise of such platforms, of such irregularities, then you are as good as saying that it's going to be a case of he who pays the piper
dictates the tune.
It's nothing other than that. Again, is the fact that politicians have pinned their searchlights on our campuses. Now, I am well aware, and as you are, that nowadays student union elections on our campuses have become state elections, have become party elections, have become a case of this one is our boy, he must emerge, so that when we need him, he's going to be there for us. So student union leaders no longer emerge as a result of the will, the wishes and the interests of the students.
Now, Sulaiman, sorry to butt in here. There are some situations we hear back in school where there's this rumor that the school sometimes forces the hands of the electorates to make sure that it is the candidate of the school authorities that they put forward, and they make sure that person wins. How true is that?
I have this common saying. No unpopular candidate wins an election.
Wow.
Right? Now, if without assertion on its own, there's no way any management on any campus is going to forcibly put a student union president, for instance, that is not popular among the students on the students. There's going to be crisis. There's going to be riots.
Okay.
Now, the student union government, I don't call them government. I call them student union because they are not the government.
True.
I know many of them do not like to hear this, but that's the truth. Student unionism didn't start like government. It wasn't supposed to be a government. It's a union that is supposed to fight the interests of its members on and off the campus, okay, as far as that tertiary institution is concerned. Now, back to where we went off.
Okay.
The ideal situation is that management all over campuses oftentimes wants to prefer certain candidates, okay, over the others.
Okay.
As a result of, for some reasons known to them, some amongst which are some are relatively closer to certain lecturers who, okay, are close to the management. Management themselves particularly sponsor candidates because they want them to be popular and they want them to do their bits, because management is not often interested in doing the right things.
Okay.
So, however, when unionism was unionism, we had student union leaders who stood toe-to-toe and nose-to-nose against military administrators.
Mm.
I'm not talking about civilian governments.
Military.
I'm talking about military administrators.
Mm.
We had student union leaders who slapped the wife in a particular case, of a military administrator, and nothing happened. We are student union leaders who would mount all notable areas in our societies and would get away with it. We are student union leaders who did not go after any politician to collect money. We are student union leaders who were ready to shed their blood in the interest of their members. And how did they get there? That's the question I want us to answer. They got there because they had the mandate of the students. They had the support of the students. They had the carry of the students. And they were fighting the interest of the students. But today, we have student union leaders at national, regional, state, and tertiary institution level that will not or cannot, or in the recess of it, mobilize their colleagues to fight a just cause without probably paying them to come out. As a matter of fact, opposition politicians nowadays determine when, how, with whom our students now protest. We now have a situation that has degenerated to the level that you may not even have a student union election unless the management wants you to.
Unless the management wants you to.
We have caretaker committees all over our campuses. And if you look at the incumbent student, national president of the student union, of the National Association of Nigerian Students today.
Yes.
I beg to differ. And I know you know, because you went to school with her. I am sure from information that we have, it's going to be extremely difficult for anyone to prove to me that that's a current student. How bad can things be? How bad?
All right, Sulaiman, thank you very much. We need to go now because of our time. Thank you so much. Appreciate your submission right here. God bless you. Thank you very much. Thank you so much. All right, that was the former Public Relations Officer of Mashuda Bello Polytechnic, Sulaiman Adebi. Student unionism.
Okay, he really spoke a lot, though. And
student unionism. It's because this is something that I hear. This one. Sometimes we even hear that if you're not a part of a particular cult group, you can't be an ACG president. If you're not the management's favorite, you can't be. Lagos, let's have this conversation, because right now ASUU is on strike. What are they even doing? We heard that some are actually on the road, you know, protesting, you know, and all of it. Because I feel they should have flooded the roads by now.
Protesting?
Yeah, you know. What has happened to our student unionism on Nigerian university campuses and polytechnic campus? Lagos, let's have this conversation.
Definitely. 0700-993-993-993. WhatsApp number is 0809-597-5805. Ladies, dial the number 014-657-190. Hello? Sorry about that.
This message, this one says, Benga and Ada Blessing, student unionism has now become a political cash cow because they follow these politicians about, so they can't look into the same eye as to those they come to beg money from.
Well,
let's pick up this call.
Definitely. Hello?
Hello, good evening. Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, we can. Please speak up.
Hello.
Yeah,
we can hear you.
Try and speak up, please. We can barely hear you.
Okay. How much is
the government
going
out? Oh, wow.
Wow, the line is really, really terrible. Hello, good evening.
Yeah, sorry, let me reduce my radio.
All right, please.
Please do that.
Done. Okay. Then please call him back.
Okay, welcome back.
Yeah, 110% in support of what Sulaiman just said.
Okay.
Yes, that was the area I was trying to dive into initially.
Hmm.
But the truth is that student union is going to be supposed to be the mouth of the whole student. That's why they chose one person to represent. But what we had, and what we are still having now, is like an opposite, where we have students running, passing a message, passing their message through the SUG. And when the SUG is supposed to like deliver the message,
You'll
have gotten a call like few hours before
that you should drop it. You should drop it.
Yes, You'll have gotten a call from those powers that be. That he cannot say no to. And so there are so many things happening. Thank God for the way he spoke, that Sulaiman spoke.
Hmm.
He said it's not supposed to be called student union government.
Hmm.
Because it's not supposed to have anything, they also don't have anything to do with the government at all.
Hmm.
It's supposed to be a different body that can stand firmly, that even will be respected even by the government.
Hmm.
Because the students, when they are one, they should be able to speak with one voice. But now, when we have someone that can... But nowadays, now, the way the whole thing are now, it's hard. It is when we even have parents, when children want to go on protest now, parents will be saying, you, my own child, don't go and join them, don't go and do this. So who will now go out? Is it those? Is it very few people that the government, that those powers will be able to quickly sweep in? When we are one, it is being said that when a broom is working, it cannot easily break.
Yoruba people will
say,
when it is being
scattered, it will be easily broken. This is called union. It's called for the word unite. So when there is a strong voice, that's why I was saying earlier that I am in total support of what as is doing now. They should do this thing once and for all.
Okay, if you want to prefer a solution now. Because if you're to prefer a solution now, because it looks as if it's getting weaker and weaker. It's like a tiger that can't bite.
As in unionism, right?
Yes. It's like a tiger that can't bite. How do we change the narrative?
To change the narrative now?
Yes, I'm just asking. Is it possible?
Yeah. It is possible, but it's going to take time and it's going to be born out of radicality. Because if we don't take this thing by force, it won't come easily. Nothing good. Because we have allowed it to slip off our hands. And it has slipped off already. To get it back, it's not going to be an easy thing. So it will involve radicality, which is what some people will not want to allow. But if students are being motivated on a daily basis,
yes.
Number one, I saw protests. I heard about protests in Uniben.
Yes.
I heard about few ones in Unilag and some other ones like that. Now, the non-president was speaking today. He said the students in the whole Nigeria should be prepared for protests. And he encourages parents to release their children. That is because he knows that parents might want to withdraw their children to stay at home. So when are we going to take, that's why I said it's what to involve radicality. If parents said to them, my child go inside and the child says, mommy, do you want to keep on paying? Do you want my 4 years to turn to 7 years? And the student and the child goes out, it will turn to work at home. Earlier in the afternoon, when this thing was declared, I was discussing with a colleague on phone. I asked him a question. I said, come, have you ever of recent or when last did you hear any foreigner coming to say they want to come to school here in Nigeria? Now, one of the points they made, one of the points Dr. Laja made was that Nigerian university certificate is as useless as anything. It's not globally recognized. Whatever thing you get here, ends here, it's like a paper. and I like the name it has rubbish.
Yeah, that was a time we had that conversation. A Nigerian graduate employable.
Yes, all those things, because other nations, they are looking at Nigeria that these people are not serious. What are they acquiring?
Can we then say that the politicians are the ones influencing this? Are you saying that the politicians are the ones influencing the students from being shady most times?
Yes, because they know that the plight and the need of the students is going to bring out something from the pocket of the government. It's going to bring the voice of the voiceless to the top of the mountain, which they don't want. Those voiceless people are more than the voiced ones. So they think that if the voiceless people have an avenue to put their words on the mountain top.
Okay, I'm listening.
Okay, it's going to cause chaos in their own gathering. So they want to always have the say. They want the thing that will always be that is what we want that must hold. It's not what the students want.
Right.
We want to dictate how you live your academic life.
All right, we need to go right now.
Okay?
We'll be right back.
All right, you're welcome back to the show. It's 11 o'clock right here in the studios of Nigeria Info 99.3. It's Live and Dangerous. We're looking at student unionism. And earlier we started the show with talk about ASU. We're around the school environment, okay? We're around the school environment because if you remember earlier today, they said ASU extended their strike by 12 weeks. All right, we asked the hope of the Nigerian student, how does this make you feel? And also right about now, we're looking at student unionism. Feel free to talk about any of those two issues, okay? Just feel free to talk about this. We have our phone lines buzzing. Who's there?
Hello,
good evening.
Hello, good evening, Ada.
Yeah, good evening.
Yes, good evening.
Good evening, Benga.
Oh, yes, good evening.
I'm posthumous here of this.
I don't know, but that is a pastor, please.
Okay, straight to the point.
Yes,
okay. So the first thing I must say, two things have been weaponized against Nigerian, especially Nigerian youth.
Okay.
The first thing, poverty has been weaponized.
Okay.
It's a systemic to make sure that you are poor.
Two, right.
Illiteracy has been weaponized.
Hmm.
Because how can you explain that in the country that said that they don't have money, there's 4 trillion. I didn't say billion, no. 4 trillion to be given to a few individuals. But for a whole university system, there is no money to give them. Do you understand? So if you put 2 and 2 together, you get it now.
Ah.
If you don't get it, forget about it.
Forget about it.
Do you understand? So
yeah.
Illiteracy and poverty has been weaponized. That one is a fact. So you can't convince me otherwise. Then about unionism.
Yes.
The number one thing politicians fear is a united country. If Nigeria or any other group of people unite, forget, it's over. Do you understand? Now they are smarter. They don't wait for you to elect somebody, then try to bribe the person. No. They sponsor candidates. So it's already their own from their day one. Do you understand? Go and do this. Why? They collect money. No. I'm sorry to say, the present Nigerian president is more than 40 years old. He's a card-carrying member of a particular party. So what do you want? Facts. I'm not coming. I don't call radio every day to facts. So somebody sponsored him. On the, go and Google it. The day campaign election, there were gunmen shooting guns. Do you understand? So they have infiltrated anything that would look like an opposition to them. They have infiltrated it. That's why even our bars now, the politicians, nobody God, they decide now. If I now, they collect dollars.
Now, so how can we get that vibe? You know, the vibe of yesterday. The vibe that they could actually look in the face of the authorities that be and say, hey, this thing needs to stop. This is about our students.
One man said, our momo not too much. When we are tired, we'll make a decision.
We're
not
tired. We're not tired.
Personally, I don't think we are tired. When I listen to conversations, with all the suffer, maybe we don't suffer. I say, no, they're never ready. When they are ready, nobody will tell you, Binga. Nobody go see this election. If you know so you don't suffer, person give you 5K, you go slap him. Bro, say they want me.
I hope so. Everybody get this mindset.
Say they want me. No, let me go collect water now. Say they understand. So people never suffer rich. That mumu never do.
All right, thank you very much. Let's allow.
So now say they go, my brother.
Thank
well
you
done.
So much.
Thanks
right.
for calling.
We're around the school. Okay, we're around the school environment. Hello, good evening.
Hello, good evening.
Yeah, good evening. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah,
yes, I can.
Try and speak up, okay? Okay.
Yeah, actually, I was asking that how much was the federal government owing us?
Well, listen, the line is, you know, try and call us back, okay?
Or send a text.
Exactly. Send a text, all right? We have some phone.
Hello?
Hello, good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening, Mwenga and Ada.
Yeah, good evening.
I'm Ejidun from Sulawesi.
All right, talk to us.
Thank
Welcome.
You very much. I sympathize with our president, the President Buhari.
Okay.
It's only the president we know. It's only the president we entrusted to change our country. But when the president mistakenly fall in the hand of the wrong supporter, wrong advisor, wrong helpers, this is what you have. When the vice president was disputing 10,000 naira for trader money, I complained on this platform.
Hold on. We're talking about student unionism. We're talking about ASU 12 weeks extension.
Yes.
So
that's
all of these things, you're saying something different.
To solve ASU problem,
yes,
you need money to fund the university.
Okay.
You know that over 4 trillion naira have been budgeted for subsidy. You know that we use over 25% of our budget to service our debt. That was why I cried, complained when the Ministry of Humanitarian Affairs were misappropriating hundreds of billions. When hundreds of billions were shared to the traders, 10,000 naira, I said on this platform that these funds that is being wasted are the funds that are supposed to be channeled to our education sector to solve our insecurity challenges. Our Nigerian police are begging for funding. But hundreds of billions have been misappropriated. It is the advisors and the ministers who are patriotic that should help the president.
All right.
The president, for a president to perform, you need selfless vice president, selfless advisors, selfless ministers that will tell you the right priorities.
All right, thank you very much. Appreciate you. You've made your point. Thank you very
much. That's why we are lacking funds to solve our problems.
Okay. Your opinion. Your opinion. Thank you very much. Oh, my goodness. We're talking about student unionism. What are you saying? Hello, good evening.
Good evening.
Oh, dear. Please call back if that was you. 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. Hello?
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 Yes, good evening. What's your name?
My name is Amagba Steven, calling from Isolo.
Okay.
The situation on ground now presently is part of our students. Nigerian students are so, so weak.
They're weak. What has caused that?
Can't you hear me very well?
Yeah, I said, what has caused that? What has made them weak?
Yes.
Is it money?
Is
it greed?
If you say money, yes, you are partly right. But the main issue there is that the students don't have a vision of what they want in their own career.
Wow. They don't have a vision.
They don't have a vision of what they want.
Many of them might disagree with you on that.
Thank you. Let me explain this to you.
Please do.
If you have a vision, by 5 years, I'm to attain this certain level of height.
Okay.
And government is supervising all this. What has the student unionism come to display so far in this situation? They have been quiet. They just quiet, keep waiting for government to resolve with lecturers or professors or something. They should come out and speak for themselves. Let the nation, let the world hear their voice that this thing must stop. this government nonchalant attitude towards the universities must stop.
Mm.
They just fold their hands and be at least looking away from government to resolve what?
Mm.
They need to see their destiny in their own hands.
Mm.
This is the right time for them to come out.
This is the right time.
Talk.
Mm.
So right. I believe.
Okay.
The students can be able to step out of the situation. The government will give them a listening ear.
The government will give them a listening
ear. All
right, then. Thank you very much. Appreciate you. All right, still picking up more calls. It's Live and Dangerous. We're talking student unionism. ASU.
Yeah. Good evening, Benjamin.
Yeah, good evening. Good evening.
Welcome, Moses.
Okay. From this perspective, you're asking a question. What is the cause? Somebody said that you're weak. Something made them weak. He asked a question. What made them weak?
God.
It's the institution of government.
Okay.
Okay. Well, Mecca, I'm calling from Aja.
Okay, Mecca from Aja. All right, Mecca, talk to us.
The thing is this. I've conducted election in 2004, 2003, okay. 2004, before I graduated in 2004. Okay?
Okay.
Quick summary. Just as somebody said, it was the state government that infiltrated the student union and made sure that their candidate won that election. How did that happen? They took light by 5:15.
They took the light.
Light in within the auditorium.
Oh my dear.
Within 30 minutes before they brought back that light.
Figures had inflated, right?
This what do you call that stuff? 1,005 MTN recharge card was 2005 was put in an envelope and it was distributed within 30 minutes. While we are busy looking for generator fuel and what have you,
in the dark,
this has gone round.
Mm.
So, but guess what? In the subsequent election, this SCG president, as it were, galvanized students to go and do the thing for the governors. That's election stuff. At the end of the day, they were giving money. Guess what? Government agencies invited these students that helped for the election within the auditorium, what do you call it, Opera Square. Mm. Give them the money. Before the students could share the money, there were guns released, everybody scattered. They took the money in Ghana, must go back and went back to the government house. So this happened over 15, 20 years ago. So he's not, in the media, we say, okay, don't say anything. Because I was vice president of my department at the time.
Hmm.
So it didn't start today.
It didn't start today.
But the system of government we're running now is more like a militarized environment. Do you know Obasanjo time? People can hear the opinion and you have unionism here and there, or somebody doing what he's doing in labor. People, we are exercising the rights as citizens within the democratic norms. But this is, you can't try it. That's why parents will not allow their kids to go out. Because when the bullets start going around, at the end of the day, people are, they will chicken out and the whole team, essence, will be defeated. And some people will go down.
All right, it's not about
students not being motivated or not knowing what to do, but there's this fear that the institutions of government, like the police, cannot protect them to do the civil protection that they should do. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you. What has happened to student union?
Yeah, bingo.
Hello, good evening.
Yeah, Ada, I meet you.
Yeah, welcome.
Yeah, you see, let me hit the nail on the AC. ASU is trying to just take the bull by the horn by this time, because this thing has been going on, it has been happening, you know, elections are coming. They believe that, okay, possibly all this money are going to be, you know, the government will take this money and probably are going to use it for the elections and everything. They are fighting for the right of the system, but just like what, you know, the callers have said and everything. The students, what we just have to do now is that we just have to have this mindset of, see, we have to change this situation by ourselves. Today I was, you know, listening to news, I was seeing it on TV, the protests, everything, blocking of airport road, all these things. I believe, if it's, you know, when we have, if not something, when we have something close to the end of time, you know, that kind of protest, something close. I think if you have something close to it, there will be a change. And about the student, you know, stuff too.
Mm.
Just like what Sulaimon said, or yes. I forgot his name.
Yeah, yeah, Sulaimon.
You know, I have a friend now who wants to go for the SUG in my school, the federal school. If I mention the school, you know, a very close friend of mine wants to go for the vice president. You know, now everybody will say, if you don't use there, don't forget, you know. No, this is trying to. Investing politics is now turning into a serious matter. They are now taking it. If you have someone going for a post, like the person has to set to even ordinary departmental post, departmental, you see the way the whole thing is intense and everything. We did one the other time. There was online voting. Come and see rigging. They have to go just to rig. I don't know how they did it. Enter people's portal and people already seen that they voted for them already. How come? How do you get my password? So, you know, to vote for me online. You know, university politics. The student, you know, stuff is now getting to something like now serious.
It's
like
sad.
New war. Real so sad. I just hope things can change and then let me know linger on this matter. So,
thank you very much. Appreciate
thank you. Thank you.
All right. There was a video one time where you saw an SUG president. This guy had a PA.
Okay.
He came in with a convoy.
A PA.
You know, he has his own PA, you know, that has a laptop, you know, notepad and all of it. You know, the old gang was just amazing. All right, this message, this one says, hi, Adam Benga. Imagine someone having an opinion. I don't want to use that word you used, an opinion, that Nigerian students do not have vision. I'm disappointed in that caller for making that kind of statement. Now, according to the matter on ground, ASUU is on strike due to the fact that the government has not been able to fulfill their demands. Some students protested, good for them. But I don't think that will solve the problem. ASUU is basically fighting for both the rights and the rights of both their rights and the rights of Nigerian students. You didn't tell us your name. You didn't tell us your name, though. But everyone has a right to their opinions, okay? So let's just respect that. Still picking up more calls. 15 minutes past the hour, 11 o'clock. Hello.
Hi, Benga. Good evening.
Yeah, good evening. Good evening. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Kingsley. I'm calling from Ikeja. How is work today?
Yeah, very
good. Good evening.
Yes, good evening.
All right. Okay, so based on the discussion this evening,
yes,
it's really sad where the educational system in Nigeria has gotten to. I must be honest with you. My heart bleeds.
Yeah,
each time I look at. Sorry?
Yeah, we're all pissed off with it.
Okay, my heart really bleeds when I look at the situation and what the Nigerian students are going through. Again, I know a lot of us would say, why is it that the student union, they are really so silent and not doing much like it used to be some couple of years back?
Yes.
Because I could remember while I was in the university between the years 2001 and 2005,
okay.
It used to be a stronger union then. Now, for so many reasons, we had more matured people in school then. That's one. Again, since the period of this ASUU strike, you will agree with me, most of the students have been at home. If they were in school, then there will be more unifying force to bring them together and see how they can support the lecturers. Even though the Nigerian government, they are not doing as much as they can. Then again, the way the Nigerian system is now, the parents are even scared. No parent wants their child to get involved in student unionism like the way it used to be previously. Schools too have also contributed. Benga, there are so many schools in Nigeria today that the school authority has banned SUG.
Yeah. Yes.
They don't allow SUG to be in place. Now, if there is no SUG, how do you get these students together to even fight for you, the lecturers? Before I end my call, the first time I visited Kano,
okay,
from my university,
okay,
it was a NANS convention that took me to Kano for the very first time in my life.
Okay.
Before I got the opportunity of visiting Kano again, NANS convention took me to Ugbokolo in Benue State for the very first time. But today, we don't see those things anymore. And that's the reason why the educational system is now getting more difficult. Years back, with the strike going on now, I bet you the whole of Abuja would have turned upside down, because every NAN's chapter in Nigeria, all the universities and polytechnic, everybody will march down to Abuja with their school buses. And every one of us, see, the Senate and the House of Rep, being, I'm not exaggerating, that is where the Nigerian students will be waking and sleeping every day. And you will see our lawmakers will find a way around it. Look at the aviation thing. Because they travel by air, within 48 and 72 hours, they try to find a resolution.
It's all about importance. Importance.
They
which
found
is
a
important.
Resolution. But is the aviation system, they are not concerned. They are not concerned. Again, why? Go and check. A lot of them did not school in Nigeria. They are not concerned. Their children are outside the country. If they had their children in the Nigerian university and their children have been in the same house with them for the last 3 to 6 months, 9 months, 1 year, not going to school every day, Benga, even if you are the one, you would have found a solution to it. But their kids are outside the country. And they're not concerned about what is happening tonight. But my heart bleeds for this country. I feel so bad.
But the Minister of Labour said, you know, my children's school here in Nigeria. The Minister of Labour.
He should tell us the school. He should call the school.
Well, you are.
You get me. No, it's a challenge. No, Benga, hold on. I understand. For safety reasons, yes. But he should be bold enough to say, my children are in this private university or they are in this federal university. Let's be honest here. They might be schooling in Nigeria, but are they in the federal university? Are they in a state university? In the, they could be in the private university where within 3 years they would have done a 5-year course. At the expense of those who their parents cannot afford to send them to the private university. It is sad. Go and look at the history of a country like Japan. Education turned that country around. They invested more into the educational system. And they turned a lot of things around for them. But look at us in Nigeria. Benga, do you know how many people did projects while they were in school? How many of those projects have we made reference? How many have we made references to?
Some of them, they trashed them.
But what is the essence of those projects? The essence of those projects is to find a gap and fill that gap. But how many do we make reference to from the Nigerian government? It is sad. It is really, really sad. And look at our Minister of Labour. You are buying 100 million naira form to contest for presidency.
No, they
every
don't.
Every one of them
wait,
needs
wait,
to be
wait,
ashamed.
Wait, wait. They said they bought it for them. Like, they bought it for them. It's a gift.
Benga, please raise your voice.
They said they bought it for them. It's a gift.
Benga, I just dropped something on Sheriff Quadri's chat on Twitter.
Yes.
So listen to this. They bought it as gifts. No problem. Yes. We don't doubt it. No, hold on.
Don't you receive gifts?
Wait now, Benga Zuru. Thank you, Benga. It is a gift. Good and fine.
Okay.
But 100 million naira, did they buy that form with cash or transfer through the bank? Do you understand?
Okay.
If it is through the bank and people contributed that money, can we see an evidence of people paying money into a particular account to sum up 100 million?
Yeah.
Now, secondly, was it moved into an individual person's account? Or did you use a corporate account to contribute the money?
Why are you asking me questions account, I can't
hold on
answer.
Now, Benga, I'm coming. No, I'm not asking you questions. I'm just raising issues. Okay. If it is a corporate account, who are the signatories to those accounts? When were those accounts opened? Have we done the normal verification before the money can move out of that account? If you open your own corporate account in a bank, you know how long it takes before that account begins to run properly. Who are we not deceiving in this country, please? We might not be anybody in this country, but we are not all dull. My heart bleeds. I was just telling my wife this evening, I said, I don't know what the future holds anymore for this country. It's as if everything has turned the other way around. Look at the rate of the youth now looking for ways to run out of Nigeria. In your office, I don't know how it is in your company, but take a statistics of most of the organizations in Nigeria. See how many people have relocated. Each time I go to Twitter, I will see people will post them their picture in an aeroplane and they will say, Nigeria, goodbye. Thank you for all you've done for me. Do you know how sad I feel to see those kind of things? My God, Benga, what's happening?
All right,
and our leaders, tomorrow more people will still buy 100 million naira form. What is this? And the children, they are just there at home, wasting. I'm sure by the time school resumes, some of them will not remember their reg number again.
All right, thank you very much. Appreciate you. Appreciate you. Let's see who's there again.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Ada and Benga Orishadi.
Yeah, yes, good evening.
Good evening. This is Joel calling from Bariga.
Joel from Bariga, talk to
us. First time caller.
Oh, okay. Yes, talk to us.
Do you know the truth?
Tell me, I need the truth.
They have first of all, cancelled students in unionism in the universities.
Hmm.
I went to Lagos State University.
Lasso, right?
Yes, Lasso.
Lasso cancelled their student union government?
Yes.
Mm.
Yes, we are sternly warned that student unionism is not allowed.
You were warned,
yes,
by the school authorities.
Yes, yes.
Did they give any reason for this?
The best reason known to them, because you know we students we bastardize a lot of things in school, cultures and all these things. Maybe reasons are best known to them. Do you know my fear now?
Okay.
I understood what one of our callers called. He said, the Nigerian students don't have a vision. I want to talk to that line. Take for example.
Not many people will agree with you on this.
You know what? Now, let me take for example.
Okay.
Now, look at... What is the age limit for employment, both in the government and private sectors? You want to apply for a job, they will tell you you should not be more than 24 years of age or 21. In short, you won't even see up to 25. So now tell me, how is that not a problem? Now, you after school, you won't be able to get employed by the age bracket given. So you see, a lot has gone wrong. The only thing good for this nation now is this. Can we make governance all less attractive? Cut every salary from... let the president... Let us make a rule. Let the president earn more than 1 million naira a month.
Ah, okay. Who would
There's a snippet I used to hear, like this former Ghana president, be saying there is a certain precedence the people can set that even if it's the devil that came to rule us in Ghana, or let me rather use Nigeria, the devil will not go scot-free for what he has done. Because there's a template for the people that you are going to work with. My dear.
All right, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Appreciate you.
It's even difficult even making a case for these people, because where do you even start from? It's like, it's a repeated, it's not even stopping.
Yeah, a reoccurring decimal.
Do you understand? You get to school... It's pretty sad that even when you gain admission, instead of telling someone, oh, I think I'm going to study this for 4 years, okay, I'll be in school for 4 years, but with ASU, just give me 6 years. Like, people that now make... I'm not joking. I am so not.
Oh, my goodness. All right, let's see this message. This one says, we just hope the government should intervene and try to meet ASU's demands for the betterment of Nigerian educational sector. I'm Stephen from Newsite. All right, we got your message. This says, Biga, ask Ada when she's declaring for president.
To do what?
Ada, wouldn't you like to become the president of Canada?
I'd love to be the wife of the president. But
really? No, but...
Why?
Can't you just be the woman like the president, You should be okay.
Amazing. All right, welcome back. It is 99.3 Nigeria Info, Life and Dangerous with Benga and Ada Blessing. Tonight we're talking about student unionism in Nigerian schools. How was it in the day and how is it now? Students, can you all still remember? Last year there was a strike, they resumed in January and February, they went back home. Pretty sad.
I think it's just sad. Okay, sometimes it's just... Anyway, we have this message. This one says... All right, this one said, they don't buy 100 million phone for Jonathan, who APC don't make 2.6 billion naira. Small, ASU 200 billion naira go reach. It go shock you. they would donate the money to pay us.
Okay.
I don't know what you're saying.
Looking forward to that.
Okay, I mean, let's pick up vocals, all right?
That was what I think I made the tweet about that. I was like, wait, so we actually have good citizens like this, people that can actually come together and contribute towards a good cause. How come ASUU is still our problem? How come this farmers? How come this, who got this one for?
Yeah, I think the Fulani.
Yeah, the Fulanis, the farmers, and the... What about the CBN governor? He actually said some people. Different people.
Nigerians are givers.
Exactly. How come they're not considerate? They're not thinking of the students.
No, but which is important. If you chat away, really? Important. Okay, is it the aviation sector? Yes, it's important. Educational sector.
The people that are. That they're getting this forms for, the people that hopefully some of them are going to be our leaders, did they not go to school?
Well, they did.
Exactly. So why not focus on the foundation?
They did.
Why abandon the foundation, the students here, and then focus on the roof? These people that are done with school, these people whose kids, most of them are graduates, and they did not even school here. Is it that they've given up on education?
According to
UNESCO. Nigeria's place where, you just need your WAEC to rule, and then you need, you know, the master's degree, you need 17 years of experience to get a job. But just get your WAEC certificate, then you can rule the country. That requires you to be a graduate before getting a job.
It just doesn't add up.
My head is spinning me.
It just doesn't. Because according to UNESCO, said that every country must budget 26% of its annual budget into the educational sector. How much is Nigeria budgeting for education? How much? How many percent do we even put in there? Now, we're talking about, that's why most of the time when they talk about not too young to roll, I'm not saying it's a good thing or it's not a bad thing, really, I'm not. But sometimes when you look at elections in schools, you remember what that guy that called in, he said they were having an election and they switched off the lights. And before they could restore power back, they had shared recharge cards to people that changed the opinion of people. It just gets to me, like, these are young people who want to be, we are the future leaders of tomorrow. And if they, while in school, they cannot show good example, what happens to our tomorrow? Because back then, you know, these were people who fought, you know. I remember the likes of, you know, Femi Falana defended some people because they did student unionism. The protests in Zaria, the protests in Ife, and all of this. Lagos, let's have this conversation. You feel free to react to any of these issues, okay? We started on the show with the ASUU update. Academic staff, you know, universities, they announced the extension of its strike action by another 12 weeks beginning from today. Hello, who is that? Hello. Yeah, good evening.
Good evening, Benga, Oresha, Bo.
Oh, yes.
Nada.
Good evening.
What's your name?
Mm-hmm.
What's your name?
My name is James. I'm calling from Lekki.
Okay. All right, James, talk to us.
Yeah, I'd like to make a contribution to the discussion
free.
On
feel
ground.
Free. Feel free.
Okay, to the glory of God, I had the opportunity of schooling in one of the state universities in Nigeria here.
Okay.
Okay, now, to me, in my opinion, I want to say that what affected Nigeria as a nation is the same thing that has affected her university, right?
Hmm.
Okay, when I was in school, Benga, I think in my 300 level, they were having student union election, right?
Okay.
It got to a point that I discovered that there were other students from other universities that came for the election.
Mm.
I could remember vividly in my second campus, where we have Faculty of Law, that was where the election was held then.
Okay.
And it wasn't up to how many minutes that we all of us were queuing to vote, right?
Okay.
Of a sudden, there were these vehicles that up to like three of them drove into the premises and they started shooting. These were students.
Mm.
These were students from other universities that came to support their group. Mm. Let me tell you something, Benga.
It is, and they had guns? They had guns.
Of course, this is true life story. This was 2014. Mm. I got into the university 2011. I was meant to graduate 2014, but I ended up graduating 2016.
Mm.
Because the same ASU issue, I experienced ASU for good 9 months on a stretch.
Mm.
Like from January till September, we were at home. All right?
Okay.
So, after I graduated from school, getting a job, one talked about the age bracket that was given by a public sector and even the private sector. There are certain a stage you will get to that you won't be able to get a job, but that is that. Coming back to Nigeria as a country right now, Benga, the way they are playing in every firm, in every arms of this country right now is going totally off the line.
Mm.
We were pissed off already. All right, I got my first job at the age of 26 after I left school. It was another company. It was under a contract of 2 years. Okay, I got that job at the age of 26. After 2 years, I was already 28 to 29. Right, The contract ended. And believe me, Benga, since then, I have been applying. You go to a place, they will tell you, we are not applying anyone that is less than, what is it called?
Oh, wow. Sorry about that.
Now you see, this is the same thing we see when we have normal elections, where some people, they hire thugs and just to wrestle the whole thing from you. Just to wrestle the whole thing from you.
In school election.
You know. So feel free to be a part of this, okay? We're talking about ASU, okay? As a student, what's the hope of the Nigerian student? How does it make you feel? As a Nigerian student, how does it make you feel that they've extended this thing by 12 weeks?
When you call it 12 weeks, it's more like, okay,
3 months.
Yeah, I think you should use the right term, months.
Hello, good evening.
Hello.
Good evening.
Good evening.
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
You have Soshebo on the line. I'm calling from Ijeodudu.
All right, Soshebo, talk to us.
Yeah. This student union you are talking about, is it the one that they elected the president sometime December 2020 in Abuja in one old parade ground where there were gunshots, shootings. About 20 people were reported shot and wounded. 2020, that's some 2 years ago. So there is no hope.
Wow, that's a very strong one to say that there is no hope.
There is no hope.
Hmm.
Unless we just want to deceive ourselves. See, when you want to cross a gutter and they use plank to cross the gutter where you will step your leg, you will watch, you will look at the plank very well, whether the plank will be able to carry your weight. Otherwise, you will fall into the gutter together with the plank if it is not strong enough. If we look at what is going on, do we see anything that we look at and say, this thing gives me hope that things will get better? Just like the plank. All elements, all facets of the society, there is nothing that gives hope. So when I say there is no hope, I'm not just saying it because I don't like the country. I'm not saying it because I want to weaken people's minds. I'm saying it because me, myself, I'm disturbed. And I know that it's not supposed to be like that.
Yeah, we are all disturbed, though.
So there is no hope. The thing is that the advice I used to give is, whatever you lay your hand that is not sinful,
okay,
and that is not against the law, do it with your very power.
Hmm.
Don't wait for anybody and don't hope for anybody. Anything that is lawful, anything that is righteous, you see, put your mind into it, do it, you will succeed.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. Thank you. Appreciate you. All right, this message says, good evening, Bingana Dama. How was the day? It was good.
Yeah, just fine.
This one says, gone are the days when we had radicals as members in the student union, members who fight for the rights of every student on campus. But what we have these days is the same student union and now being politically driven by top government officials. As for me, the solution to this is every student should come out and speak up and stop waiting for any union to help, because the union is being controlled by top powers and there is nothing they can do. ASU is trying their best to having this resolved, and the Nigerian students too must come out and speak up for themselves. That's from Cynthia from Lekki. All right, this one says, I'm not going to say this, Greenish.
I think you can. Omega, you can't have this crease all to yourself. Let people know.
This was is it a tough decision to put Nigeria up for sale? Nigeria is not for sale. Okay, we'll keep
I think Nigeria should just go on, you know, an excursion. Like, the country should just go travel out. I honestly think so.
Just see things how it's done there. Then maybe when it gets back to Nigeria, and it will just change, you know, because it's someone talked about the projects. Sometimes when you go to some place, they be like, where they packed all those hard covers, they're like 10,000 there, you know. And it's just sad. And it's just, and you see what ASU is actually fighting for. It's very, very important, because even as a lecturer, how much are they earning? Fine, most of them now resort to selling textbooks, selling handouts, you know, and tell you that if you don't buy these handouts, you won't pass my course, you know. I'm not making excuses for them. Okay, but when a professor does not even earn up to ₦1 million, no, I think I'm pushing it too much, does not even earn up to ₦600,000, then what are we saying? Then what are we saying? What is the hope of a Nigerian student? You can react on that one. How does that make you feel? And also for student union, you know, sometimes I just feel like, what are these people doing? Like, what are they doing? Are they represent the one I was in school then? They increased I think it was acceptance fee from ₦2,500 to ₦20,500. Yes, everybody, you know, like, and this student union government, they felt like, no, we're going to fight this thing tooth and nail. We're going to meet with the school management. We're going to talk to them. We're going to have this conversation. We're going to do big, 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 big. And, you know, then I just got into school, so I felt like, oh, wow, these people are tigers. Once they meet with the leaders, they will just, and the leaders will just, you know, just, okay. We'll return it back to 2,500. I didn't know that everything they just came to do in class was just Nollywood. You know, they just came to, and we paid that 25,000, Ada. We paid.
We paid in full. Wow.
We paid. ₦20,500. We paid for it. How are the student union government even fighting for students who do this thing? Maybe for lecturers who go after the females? For lecturers who say that, hey, if you don't pass my course, if you don't buy my textbook, can the student union government even go after them and say that, hey, you can't do that? Just like a toothless lion sometimes. And some just do it because of political favors. Because most of the time, as an SUG president, once you're done, once you're done with school. Most times they just turn them into one PA to this person, this one to this person. Oh, they just position you maybe to be one commissioner or somewhere, you know. It's amazing. Lagos, let's have this conversation. All right, this one says, this one says, Ada, please tell your husband, Elon Musk, to sell Twitter and buy Nigeria. No, Ada cannot have a say here. Ada, let's pick up more calls, all right? Who is there?
Hello,
good evening.
Yeah, Binga, this is Joseph from Ijego.
All right, Joseph, talk to us.
Yeah, you see, I want to say about them, I'll be very fast. Number one, you talk about prof not receiving up to 1 million naira.
Yes.
See, before I left school, my lecturer, he was telling us in class that Nigerian university, like Nigeria, let me not even say university, okay, they are the lowest paid when it comes to lecturers. You know, he gave us an example. He said, because we have 6 ranks in the university system, that's assistant lecturer, lecturer 1, lecturer 2,
yes,
senior lecturer, associate prof and prof. He said the assistant lecturer in Ghana is earning more than the prof in Nigeria. So he said,
hold on. Say it again. An assistant lecturer in Ghana earns more than a full lecturer.
Than the prof in Nigeria. I'm telling you. That was what he said. So, you know, when you look at something like this, he said they are fighting, these are stuff they are fighting for. He said overseas, you have prof receiving 1.5 million, at least 1 million, like above two. But yeah, those things are. Now, another one, you talked about projects. I have a lecturer. When you go to his house, in fact, that project, now small assignment, all those printed, Aboki to sell suya, you go and give them, go and use to sell suya, because he doesn't want the paper to fill his house. You know, now, another one, talking about protests.
Okay.
I remember, if I mention my school now, you know, I know you would remember, we lost 2 students to protest. Police, in fact, let me even mention the school, anything won't happen, federal university, we lost 2 students to protest. That was before the corona.
Okay.
One, they shot him in his eyes. One, the bullet got to his his stomach and everything. He died through protest. So they are scared to leave their children. So yeah, go and do any. Who want to go for any protest? People are scared. Do you know what I called the other time? I talked about election. Our SUG election in school. They logged in. People's portal. People will see that. For a portal, you know, when I need portal now, you have your passport.
Yeah, I know.
You log into your portal and see that someone has voted for you. How come? That is school election. Election is getting hot. They went to all those ballot paper. They went there and scattered everything. When something like this is happening, in ordinary school election, what are you now saying? So, that man was saying there is no hope. I mean, I'm not going to say there is no hope. You know, we had a program, the church I attend, Obasanjo came and he was like, if we say all is well in this country, I can't forget that word, we are just deceiving ourselves, all is not well. But the only thing is that we are just praying for God to help. And if your mentality is our, it's always God. In fact, I just hope God will fall down one day and come and help us. Because everything is God. This one, God. That one, God. Water, no day, God. Light, no day, God. God. But I just hope this God, everything will just change. I was listening to Sherry this morning.
Okay.
The guy they brought, the American, they were asking him, okay, what is the difference between, you know, American universities? What has gone wrong in Nigeria universities? And he was like, the man just had to say, nothing has gone wrong. This and that.
What do you expect him to say?
Yeah, you have to say, nothing has gone wrong. You know, you can't say something has gone wrong. People are traveling now. Look at all that man. People are traveling now. My other brother was telling me that one of his office colleagues, that one just, he don't come out last year. He was telling me that he's looking for a way to make a leader. Look at that. I just hope the situation is worse. And I don't know. Now, one is a 4-year course. I'm studying mass communication. 4 years. I'm going to see. You don't return 6 like this.
Wow.
I'm telling you, a 4-year course. Now,
Venga, good night.
All right, thank you very much. Appreciate you. Still picking up more calls, all right. Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, good evening.
Moses.
Binga, how are you?
Very well.
Ada, how are you doing?
Fine, thank you. Welcome.
Yeah, the truth is this, eh? Me, my own thing here is this.
Okay.
I don't know. Everybody should Google. Throw your phone. Google whether American of last year or America of 5 years ago is still the same of today, or any country in the world. No place is getting better. Just like that plank, the man said. Yes, Nigeria only is like a, let's say, iron that has gotten rot. I mean, that is full of rust.
Okay.
That is how. Why others are just going getting rusty? Why Nigeria own is full of rust? Why others too are very soon are going to be full of rust? Nowhere in the world is getting better. The only hope a wise man has is the kingdom of God, nothing more. Just like that plant, if you are there sitting down thinking going to Yankees what will better your life, you're only deceiving yourself. So go and see where people stay, even in the abroad they go to. Some people do well, but there are some people that wish they can even get money for airline to come back to their country, but they don't even have it. So everywhere in the world is getting worse. Because our own wound is open, let's stop talking as if it's only Nigeria. Nowhere is getting better, my brother. That is the truth. So for me, as a wise man, I think the investing, do what is good and just live your life for what is right. Because you trust me, wicked people are getting it's like they're giving back to them more and more. People's heart is getting stronger. People are getting more wicked on a daily basis.
Okay, Moses, we're talking about student unionism. All right, and also ask you. Do you think there's a solution? Do you think there is a light at the end of the tunnel to bring back?
Yeah, the light at the end of the tunnel is simple this. If everybody read their Bible and learn to love one another, there will be light at the end of the tunnel and do what is right.
Is everything spiritual?
Everything is spiritual. Anything that there is no God, there has no life. Thank you.
Moses, thank you.
What about countries that don't practice?
Forget countries. Riches does not mean a country is rich does not mean it's being blessed by God. Satan is the one ruling this world. Satan is the one ruling this world, and you that doubt his will, he will give you what you want.
Is Nigeria blessed by God? I just want to know.
Satan is the one ruling the world, Ada. One word.
So now, which country is blessed by God?
I didn't tell you any country is blessed by God.
So no any country is
you
by God.
You keep calling Hold China. On. You calling some Hold countries like Dubai on. That are wealthy. You think they
Hold on, Moses.
Because you they have money comes from God.
Let me talk, Moses. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you loud and clear.
Okay. I want to know the country that's blessed by God and the one that isn't. So I know the country that is currently, you know, progressing. So we know what exactly they are doing that we're not doing if we are all in the same WhatsApp group.
They are progressing. In how are they progressing?
I am asking you which country is blessed and which isn't by God.
Ada, I never told you any country is blessed by God.
So no country is blessed.
I made a statement, one statement. I said the whole world is ruled by Satan the devil.
The whole world is ruled by Satan
yes.
the devil. Eh? Now, if the whole world is ruled by Satan the devil, how come others are progressing and we are like this?
What is progress,
what
if
is
I may
progress
ask? Is it riches that is progress?
Riches.
Yes.
What do we have here? Do you have light right now that you're talking to me?
Ada, everybody has their own problem. Do you have tsunami yet?
Done.
Ada, do you have tsunami
yet? You have. Does that happen all the time? In all fairness, what about the educational sector?
Do you have earthquake yet?
Health sector. Those are natural forces.
People are dying. See, no doctor can give life.
Forces.
Sickness, and even more sickness are still coming, just as the Bible says. Do you know that?
More sickness are coming, just like the Bible says.
Yes, yes, Ada. Do you know that?
And then God has given us wisdom to produce some medicine.
Ada,
what are we producing in this part of the world?
Can
what?
Can a man direct his own step? Ada.
You can, by making good decisions.
You can direct your own steps. Sometimes you make mistakes. You kick what you are not supposed to kick. You can't direct your legs.
You don't kick all the time. You direct your steps.
Ada, you can't direct your legs.
When last did you kick your leg, Moses?
The fact is that you can't direct your legs.
Moses,
sometimes you make mistakes.
No one is perfect. That's the thing. No one is perfect.
That is why we are waiting for the time of perfection.
And when that is
that why
time?
We are waiting for the time of because
when is that
the
time?
Fact is that
you know my problem.
When is that time?
When you see
when is
problem,
that time? Ada, you said when is that time, Abby?
Yeah.
That time is coming very very soon. Is it is to you,
you
that is like is very long? It's to me.
Instead of attacking it, seeing things the way they are, you narrow everything down to spirituality.
And I see things the way they are. If I practice how to love and I love you and you love me in turn, will I want to see you when me I'm doing well, maybe I have money, will I not help you?
What are you saying? It doesn't relate to what we're talking about.
So if people learn to love themselves first, we can even try from there. But God's kingdom is what we put solution to what is happening in this whole world. Thank you.
Oh goodness.
All right, Moses. All right, this one says,
no, Satan is ruling me. My president is President Muhammad Buhari right now.
This one
that's all
says,
I know.
Well, people are coming after Moses. I don't know. And that speaker called Moses is confused. Well, he has right to his opinion, okay? He has right to his opinion, okay? Let's just leave it. All right, this is Adam Green. I don't mind Moses. Assuming Moses has spent 4 years by us to strike, he will know what he will be saying. I bet let this guy change his mindset. I'm Sean from Command. All right, please leave Moses alone. Leave Moses, not my guy. All right, I'm gonna free him. Okay. Well, anyway, Moses has a right to his opinion. Okay, he has a right to his opinion, and
I know we're all entitled to our opinion, but I'm not gonna sit here and accept some things that you know are not settling down well with me. I mean, some countries are so irreligious, yet we're thinking of traveling to those countries to do what exactly?
You see, when it comes to religion in Nigeria, there was a list of...
I think it's been abused.
If you look at the list of most religious countries in Nigeria, in Africa, in the world, I think Nigeria is in top five. And those countries that are like that top five, go and see how they are doing.
Religion in this part of the world has been abused. I would say that.
Go and see how they're doing.
Things are not working well. Instead of holding your leaders accountable for that, you go back home and say, ah, the Lord will do it. Ah, it's in God's hands. Ask for your rights.
I told you a story of when my aunt traveled to London for the first time. The night she was watching a movie with a family.
I don't want to
They were watching a movie with a family and she just blotted it out. She said, ah, God, don't let NEPA take light so that we can finish this film. And they just told her, like, hey, babe, you are no more in Nigeria. You're in the UK. So, you know. And Moses, I agree with him. You have a right to your opinion, okay? You have a right to your opinion, okay? Anyway, thank you so much. This is where we're going to be drawing the curtains right here on the show. And we hope that the authorities that be will listen. And we hope that you'll understand that education should be prioritized. So, Nigerians, get your PVC. Join a political party. Be a part of nation building. So that you would at least vote for people who would take the education sector serious. Who would not say, aviation sector is about to go on strike. Oh, aviation, please don't go. Okay, Colette, take. But as we're going on strike, okay, all right, just a few weeks, you can go on strike. No, we need to do better. We need to do better. We need to do better. Because if we treat our university, polytechnic, if we treat them with kid gloves, What happens to our future? What happens to our future? Because if we treat education sector, what happens to our future? It's just sad. My name is Benga Oreshegun. You can check me up on social media, all right? On Twitter, it's at Benga Oreshegun. Follow me and I'll follow you back on Instagram, official_Zuma. Official_Zuma. Zuma is spelled Z-U-M-A. Official is spelled as O-F-F-I-C-I-A-L. official_Zuma. That's what it is. And on Facebook, Benga Oreshegun. Benga Oreshegun is what it is on Facebook.
All right, and I go by the name Ada Blessing on Instagram at Ada Blessy, A-D-A-B-L-E-Z-Y. Please, education is quite important. Please, you have children, still learning them. And also, if you're home, I know how things are, but try and acquire a skill. Don't just sit home and wait for those people, because if I actually get to, you know, the how many weeks? 12 weeks?
Yeah, 12 weeks.
And then they might still extend it. You don't want to take chances.
You know, since the 4th of March.
You don't want to do that.
Until now. March, April, May. Now, another 3 months. That's 6 months total. Lord help us.
Keep yourself busy. Thank you very much for being part of the show.